how good your AI is has almost nothing to do with which AI you picked. It has almost everything to do with what that AI knows about you. I can hand two business owners the exact same tool on the exact same day. Same model, same subscription, same features. 6 weeks later, one of them is getting drafts that sound like her, quote, her real offers, and respect the line she'd never cross. The other is still getting polished, technically fine, completely generic answers that could have been written for anyone. Because they were. Same tool, same 6 weeks. The difference was never the tool. Now, there's a version of this idea floating around that I want to disown before we go one step further, because it sounds close to what I'm saying, and it is not what I'm saying. It's the you're just prompting wrong industry. The magic prompt lists. The copy my 200 ChatGPT prompts downloads. The promise that the right combination of words finally unlocks the machine. I've watched smart, capable owners collect prompts like coupons and end up right where they started because a better request to a system that doesn't know your business is still a stranger doing guesswork. Politely worded guesswork is still guesswork. Come close for this one. I'm Makeda Bohm. I've closed nearly $10 million in tech sales over 4 years, earned seven figures doing it, and here I teach service-based business owners how to use AI, automations, systems, and agents to create more money, time, and options. AI is moving at the speed of daily, and I help you keep up. And if this episode names something you've been feeling, leave a review and tell me. I don't miss a single one. So let me name the thing that actually separates those two owners. Because once it has a name, you can work on it. I'm coining a term for it right here on this show because the skill it names decides more about your results with AI than any tool choice you will ever make. I call it context training. Context training is teaching your AI everything it needs to know to do the job you're asking of it, efficiently, aligned to what you actually need, and refined every time you learn something new. So the results don't just get more like you, they get better than you. I'm not a domain expert in every role my AI employees hold, and I don't have to be. I bring the context, they bring the craft. And this isn't a one-time setup. It's a living foundation you keep teaching. The way you'd keep a great employee current. It works in any domain. But this is a business show, so the version I teach is training your AI on your actual business. So everything it does starts from knowing you instead of guessing at you. Now let me place this in the landscape for you, because you're going to hear other words for pieces of it, and I'd rather you be ahead of that conversation than behind it. The engineers have a term for their part. They call it context engineering. That's the architecture, the retrieval, the memory, the pipelines that decide what an AI sees and when. It's real. It's deeply technical, and it's their job, not yours. The industry has another term, contextual intelligence. That's the capability an AI that reads the room and ties what you told it last month to what you need right now. That's what the machine has when it's working well. Here's where context training sits and why it's related to those two, but fundamentally different. Context engineering is what the machine's builders do. Contextual intelligence is what the machine ends up with. Context training is what you do. It's the human skill, the teaching. You're never going to hand build retrieval architecture, and you don't need to. You teach your AI, your business, the way you teach a sharp new hire, and the engineering and the intelligence follow from that. I didn't invent the idea that context is what matters now. The whole field agrees on that. What I named is the part that was always yours to do. And it's the part that decides whether any of the rest of it ever works for you. Prompting is what you say to an AI in the moment. Context training is what your AI knows before you say anything at all. Prompting is a request. Context training is a relationship, and almost everyone frustrated with AI right now is trying to fix a relationship problem with better requests. Here's the cleanest way I know to see it. Think about the best hire you could possibly make. Sharp, fast, experienced. Now imagine you bring that person in, tell them nothing about your business, hand them your inbox on day one and say, answer these like me. You already know what happens. The replies come back confident and wrong. Wrong prices, wrong tone, promises you'd never make. And you would never, not for one second, conclude that person is bad at their job. You'd conclude nobody onboarded them. That is exactly the test we keep running on AI and exactly the conclusion we keep refusing to draw. Generic output is not a talent problem. It's an onboarding problem. And onboarding is a thing you can do. So what does context training actually consist of? Less than you think and more than most people ever provide. Four things, written down plainly. In one place, your AI reads before it does anything for you. Who you serve, the actual person, not a demographic. What you sell, the real offers and the real current numbers. How you sound, shown with real writing you've actually sent, plus the words you'd never use. And your rules, what it's allowed to promise and what it must never say. Teach those four things once, keep them current, and every single conversation starts from knowing you instead of auditioning for you. Let me put on my data science hat for a second, because this is the part my background actually explains. I studied data science at the graduate level. And in that field, there's a law older than any of these AI tools. Garbage in, garbage out. A model is only ever as good as the data you give it. Now, sit with the part almost nobody says out loud. Your business context is data, your offers, your voice, your rules, the stories only you can tell. All of it is a data set. Context training is what a data scientist would call curating your training data, except here the data set is your whole business and you're the one who owns it. So when you give an AI nothing of yours and ask it to sound like you, it doesn't fail. It succeeds perfectly at handing you back the average of everything it was ever trained on, which is writing from everywhere, by everyone. And the average of everything is nobody in particular. That flavor of wrong you can't quite name when you read an AI draft? You're not reading bad writing. You're reading the statistical middle of the internet wearing your name tag. I'll give you the plainest example I have. Ask a blank AI why automation matters for a business owner, and you'll get back something like, automation can transform your business by saving valuable time and unlocking new levels of efficiency. Not wrong. Also not anyone. That sentence could sit at the top of 10,000 newsletters and nobody would blink. Now, run the same request through an AI that's been context trained on a real business, and what comes back stands on that owner's actual offers, actual stories, actual way of seeing the world. The second version isn't smarter writing. It's accountable writing. It's accountable to a real person. And the first one is accountable to nothing. This is not theory for me. It's my ordinary week. Everything I publish runs on context training, the blog that publishes every single day, this podcast, which goes out in 5 languages, the newsletter. Every one of those is produced by an AI employee. And every one of those employees reads my business's foundation before it writes a word. That's the entire reason the output sounds like me instead of sounding like the internet. one trained foundation underneath everything. If you're wondering where context training would pay off first in your business, don't guess. Take the free AI employee report at audit.seedandsociety.com. 11 questions, about 3 minutes, and it names the one AI employee to bill first based on where you're actually losing money, time, or options. It's free, and it'll make the rest of what I'm saying concrete for your specific situation. Let me be straight with you about what to expect, though. Context training is not a one afternoon miracle. The first drafts after you train it will be better, genuinely better, and still not perfect. That's not failure. That's week one of any new hire. The difference is that with AI, every correction you make can become permanent. You fix it once in the foundation and it stays fixed. Compare that to what you're doing now, correcting the same misunderstanding in a fresh chat. Every day, forever, one of those compounds. The other one is a treadmill. Here's where I want to leave you, and it's a decision you can make today. You can keep shopping for a smarter tool. New model, new subscription, new hope that this one finally gets you. Or you can take the tool you already pay for and spend one honest hour starting to train it. Write down who you serve. Write down what you sell. Paste in 3 things you wrote that sound like you. Write down the lines it can't cross. That hour will do more for the quality of everything AI produces for you than any upgrade, any prompt list, any tool you could buy this year, because this is the skill now. Not prompting, not picking models, context training. The people who learn it are about to be impossible to confuse with the people who didn't. And it requires no code, no engineer, and no permission. That's the equalizer doing what I keep telling you it does. The understanding is the access. That's more money, because an AI that knows your offers stops misquoting them to the exact people who are ready to buy. That's more time, because you correct once, in the foundation, instead of re-explaining your business to a blank box every morning, forever. And that's more options, because a trained foundation is the one thing every AI employee you'll ever build stands on. And once it exists, you can build any of them. Sign up for the newsletter at seedandsociety.com/newsletter. And send this episode to one business owner who keeps saying AI just doesn't sound like them. That person is 1 hour away from finding out it can. Until next time, continue planting the seeds for a better society.